It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guest today is Jeff Udd, the Director of Government and Environmental Affairs with Duluth Seaway Port Authority. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, Luke. Good morning.
All right. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority, it's getting some high marks from the Green Marine Environmental Report. That report, can we get some details about that? I don't know anything about the report, but apparently you're getting good marks from them. Do you know the history of this? How long has this been going on? Anything like that?
Yeah, so we'll start with what is Green Marine? And so Green Marine is a voluntary environmental certification program for the maritime industry. So it's trying to push maritime industry to go as far as they can on the environmental side, so beyond regulations. So it applies to ship owners, ports, terminals, shipyards, and it is voluntary. So it is a program where, you have to want to be part of it. Green Marine was founded in 2007, and the Duluth Seaway Port Authority is proud to say that we were one of the founding members. So we've been doing it for 20 years now. Really what it is there are a number of what they call performance indicators. So it could be air emissions, or it could be aquatic ecosystems or community impacts, community engagement. There's a number of different performance indicators that apply to ports in particular. And every year, we do a self-evaluation, so we rate ourselves based on what the criteria is for each of those performance indicators. And then every other year, we hire an independent evaluator to come in and say, yep, you are, or you're not doing what you're saying you're doing. So that provides some credibility to a voluntary program as well.
And the scoring this year, a 3.38. It sounds like that's good, but I have no idea what that means. Can you dress out a little bit about what these numbers mean? What's a good score? What's a bad score?
Yeah, sure. So the point scale for each of the performance indicators is 1 through 5.
Okay.
And so, level one is, we're aware of what's happening in that particular area and we have limited engagement. Area 5 is we're rock stars on this. And so as a port industry, I think the ports averaged out about a 3.3 or so, somewhere around there. And so we were slightly above that at 3.38 or 3.4. But that's basically, if you're in that level 3, level 4 area, you're doing pretty well. And the way the program is set up is it's always being continually improved. And so what maybe qualified as a level 3 2 years ago isn't a level 3 anymore, because you're always adding new requirements into each of the levels. So even if you stay the same, you're still providing continual improvement just the way the program is set up.
It feels like that's the way that environmentalism and going a little bit more green is happening nowadays.
Correct.
Everything needs to progress with time.
Correct.
Which leads me to the question, what are some of the things that you are identifying and saying, you know what, we could do better here. We could raise it up to a 4 in this area. Are there specific columns that you are kind of eyeballing and saying, let's ratchet it up a little?
Well, I mean, there's one of the things. So one good example would be our air emissions inventory. We do, and we've been doing this since 2007, but we track our air emissions for our terminal operations. So in the harbor, there's 22 different terminals. We own and operate one of them. So that's the one that we're tracking. And we've seen, our air emissions in general over the last 3 years has been about 1,000 metric tons of CO2 per year. But the amount of cargo that we've actually moved has increased pretty substantially over those same 3 years. So if you normalize that out, we've gone from over 5 pounds of CO2 per freight ton moved all the way down to less than 3.5.
Okay.
And so we've made some big improvements there. A lot of that is because of the power that we're pulling from the grid, and thank you, Minnesota Power, for your partnership on that, is getting cleaner. And so, or whenever we, buy a new piece of cargo handling equipment, it's more efficient than the one that we replaced it with. And so, you know, those types of things are making some big strides. But I think one of the areas for specifically on emissions that we could do is do it more from a port-wide assessment rather than just our particular terminal. And that's something that we've been thinking about for the last few years, and it's, you know, it's something that we'll do in the future, I'm sure.
If you're just joining us, this is Green Visions. I'm speaking with Jeff Udd from the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. And Jeff, you're kind of talking about, like, you know, where you can go in kind of widening the scope of assessment. And also, this is a voluntary thing, this Green Marine. You kind of buy into it. You do a self-assessment before somebody comes in from the outside. For organizations, for different ports that are maybe not buying into it, not doing that self-assessment, reasons for doing that? It seems like it's pretty altruistic in a way to buy into it and to start doing it. But for those maybe not, is there, what are the motivations there?
Yeah. And I think, you know, why do we do it? Well, one, I think we believe it's the right thing to do. That's number one. And number two, I mean, I think we know that there is this transition that is happening. And there's been a lot of discussion about the green economy or, you know, green energy transition. And that's a long-term course of action. But we see some of the things that we're doing in Green Marine are kind of building blocks to what we want to do in the future. I mean, obviously our goal, you know, as a terminal operator, as a port authority, is to try to get to zero emissions at some point in the not too distant future. And knowing where you're at and knowing where you need to go through this voluntary program has been extremely helpful for us in planning purposes.
Is there any incentivization for it beyond that, hey, it's good for the environment?
You know, that's a good question. You'd think there should be, but there isn't at this point. Now, is that going to change in the future at some point? It certainly could. Maybe we would be, you know, had preferential treatment for getting federal monies for grants to do some of the implementation of particular projects or something. But at this point, it's more of a, it's beyond pride. I mean, it's the right thing to do, but we know that in the future, there are going to be customers that use our facilities that are going to want, you know, to provide the greenest supply chain possible, and we want to be part of that.
For those that are looking for more information, either about Green Marine or just a little bit more about the Duluth Seaway Port Authority, where would you send them?
Actually, you could go to our website at duluthport.com, and has all of the things that we do as part of Green Marine, and it's got some links on it to get some more information.
Fantastic. Jeff, thanks for the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Green Visions. We've been speaking with Jeff Udd, the Director of Government and Environmental Affairs with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.